Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Melissa. Has growing older pushed you into loneliness? Perhaps you've lost a spouse or seen dear friends pass on. How can you continue to know joy? In Isaiah 41:10, in the New International Version, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Before we get into the wonderful truths in this verse, take a moment to set aside all your cares and worries of the day. Give them to God. Breathe out the things that are bothering you, and breathe in the Holy Spirit and the fruit of His goodness. Meditate on how good God is and the many gifts He has given you and continues to provide for you. Let God's love wash over you and take it in fully. Don't let anything block His love for you as you become aware of His sweet presence. As we now turn to how God will help meet your need and your loneliness, think about how truly wonderful it is that He never leaves you for a moment. His constant presence gives hope and comfort. Dear Heavenly Father, You are the perfect Father. You always love us, always act in our best interests, and always make the right decisions. Because of that, we know we can trust You. Even when we are old, You continue to act as a loving Father to help us. Help us to trust You as a young child trusts a loving parent, and to enjoy being with You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we think more about how God wants to meet you in your loneliness, open your hands to let Him know you're willing to receive whatever He has for you. Ask Him to fill your empty hands and heart with an abundance of His love and goodness. Let Him know you'll be looking expectantly for Him to act during your day for your well-being. Now lay your hands on your chest and think about all the ways God wants to show His love for you. Is there anything blocking your ability to receive all the love and fellowship God has for you? Let that thing go now. Ask Him to take it away. And then bask in the forgiveness He so freely provides in Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1 says, "There is no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Rejoice in that fantastic truth and let it sink deeply into your bones. Now we are ready to dive into how God wants us to overcome our loneliness. That doesn't mean that overnight we'll be flooded with visitors and meaningful relationships, but it will mean that we can become much more aware of God's presence and experience His nudgings of encouragement and even ways we can reach out to others. As we focus on how we can meet needs rather than just feeling needy, our own tendency toward loneliness can dissipate. I'm going to once again read Isaiah 41:10 in the New International Version. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As I read it again, listen to why God says you are not to fear or be dismayed. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How might knowing God is with you, and that He is indeed your God, strengthen you and help you? Listen as I read Isaiah 41:10 again from the Amplified Bible. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. This verse gives a wonderful word picture of God assuring you that He will take hold of you with His righteous right hand. That is so intimate. How might that encourage you when you're feeling lonely? If God has taken your hand, whose hand might you grasp to encourage that person? Ask God to bring one person to mind. Notice that God's hand is one of justice, power, victory, and salvation. How do those qualities give you courage as He takes your hand? Listen to Psalm 62:2 in the New International Version. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Picture a huge, firm rock. Now picture a fortress made out of such impenetrable material. If we make Jesus our fortress, nothing can shake us. Even the loneliness of old age. How does that encourage you? If we cannot be shaken, we have the ability to reach out to others. There was a single woman who refused to be lonely after she retired. She sent cards to anyone she knew needed encouragement. She made daily phone calls so that she could make sure she was connecting to others. And she asked everyone she came into contact with how she could pray for them. She became known as the prayer warrior in her church, and all sorts of people would reach out and ask her to pray. How might you begin to reach out to others? How might God use your loneliness as a catalyst for good in your life and in the lives of others? If you are insecure about reaching out to someone else, ask God for courage. He is, after all, your fortress. Dear Lord, you have not abandoned me. Far from it. You've taken my hand and assured me of your love. Even as I have aged, you still have purpose for me in reaching out to others who are also needy. Fill me with such confidence of your love and fellowship that it will spill over to others. Make clear to me who I need to encourage, even in very small ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God. Bask in the joy of His love and presence. Let it wash over you and overflow to others. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.